AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Border czar Tom Homan has announced an end to the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Immigration and Customs Enforcement launched Operation Metro Surge on December 1st. The immigration crackdown led to mass detentions, protests, and two deaths. There's concerns among European leaders ahead of Secretary of State Marco Rubio's attendance at the Munich Security Conference this week. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leading a large US delegation to the Munich Security Conference this week. European leaders are waiting with nervous anticipation ahead of Rubio's attendance. They're hoping for at least a small break from President Donald Trump's policies and threats that have upended transatlantic relations. Last year, Vice President J.D. Vance's speech at the summit stunned assembled dignitaries. Political analyst Claudia Major.
The key sentences that many Europeans took away from the Vance 2025 speech was the statement that the biggest threat for Europe is not an outside threat like Russia or China, but the biggest threat is from within. It's a lack of democracy.
Nevertheless, anonymous sources say Rubio plans to take a more diplomatic but philosophically similar approach in his Saturday address at the conference. I'm Karen Shamas.
Two Mexican Navy ships carrying humanitarian aid docked in Cuba today as a U.S. blockade deepens the island's energy crisis. The ships arrived 2 weeks after President Trump threatened tariffs on any country selling or providing oil to Cuba. The Mexican government has said one ship is carrying over 500 tons of food as well as personal hygiene items. The second ship is carrying just over 200 tons of powdered milk. U.S. stocks are ticking higher following mixed profit reports from big companies. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Two sources tell the Associated Press the Pentagon allowed Customs and Border Protection to use an anti-drone laser earlier this week, and that's what led to the Federal Aviation Administration to suddenly close the airspace over El Paso, Texas.
One source said the laser was deployed without coordinating with the FAA, which closed the airspace to ensure commercial air safety. But in audio from KFOX, El Paso Mayor Renard Johnson complained,
"You cannot restrict airspace over a major city without coordinating with the city, the airport, the hospitals."
The Trump administration says it all stemmed from efforts to halt an incursion by Mexican cartel drones.
"For any of us who live and work along the border,"
Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez,
"daily drone incursions by criminal organizations is everyday life."
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.